fraught. Yesterday was fraught with, utterances, right? Fraught with revelation gifts, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So at the end of this teaching, we will flow gifts. Hallelujah. Flow it. We're going to flow with what?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You remember when you were singing that song? Amen, 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 amen. Blessings and some glory. Oh, you guys didn't catch that. You need to sing it to hit some people. Hallelujah. No.
I think you should be amen.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Okay. I'm listening to the kind of echo, but look up. Amen. 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 Should I say text in the mic? Amen. Okay. Acts of Apostles chapter number 2. Let's put our hands together and say, our Father, in the name of Jesus. Today, we will see revelation that is found in the written word. Jesus has changed us himself. We are edified.
Today, we will see
healing,
miracles,
in this weekend.
Being.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, miracles
are
done. Glory to God.
Chapter 2, verse 14.
And Peter, glory to God. And Peter, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice
and said to them, ye men of Judah,
and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem. He said, let me read unto you and hearken to my words. Says, these are not drunken as they suppose,
for
it is the third hour of the day. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. It says, it shall come to pass in the last day, said God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, then your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. So your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we said, Peter was explaining their experience from verse 1 into verse 4. Let's look at verse 1 into verse 4. Quickly. Then when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Then and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And then there appeared to them cloven tongues out of fire, and it sat on each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now it says, when this happened, those who were around, take note, those who were around were not Calabatico, they were not Idoma, they were not Hausa, they were not UK people. No, they were Jews.
It was Pentecost, it was celebration for the Jews.
You know, I've heard some people say,
some people heard them speak TV.
They're not where. Hallelujah. You can't be there. Glory to God. There is this missing men now that you mentioned. Oh my God. And I said that yesterday, so we will catch it. Anyway. Okay. Now he said, no. Peter was going to explain his experience. You know, they said they were confused. Those guys are drunk. Now Peter said, no, these are not drunk. Hallelujah. So what did Peter do? Peter is not explaining his experience or their experience, and he found their experience in the mouth of the prophet Joel. Hallelujah! Now watch what he was explaining. He wasn't explaining that the rushing mighty wind and the tongues that he saw. No! Because they didn't see any rushing mighty wind. They didn't see any fire. No! I told you this will be what Luke's style of writing. Luke was not there when it happened. He was told. Hallelujah. Now he's not writing for you to see. Hallelujah. So he's starting writing to make your audience have the same experience. See, the same experience that happened there, but they were not there. So he paints no picture, so he doesn't know what really happened. So when he had rushing mighty waves, it shows that that was activity of men. Hallelujah. So maybe you see that they were having an activity. Hallelujah. The tongues of fire that you get to see will be what utterances.
Glory
to God. When we looked at the spirit of Paul yesterday, in Numbers chapter 11. The Bible says when the Spirit came upon them, what happened? They began to prophesy. Right? Something was seen. Upon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just like when you say someone is, how do you know someone is drunk? It's full of wine.
Maybe from
afar. How do you know that person from afar is full of wine? His actions, right? Right?
Glory to God.
He is behaved, right?
Well, he gets to you, he talks anyhow.
Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
So, Peter did not explain. Peter didn't make mention of anything Greek. He didn't make mention of anything called fire. Or he didn't mention anything called rushing mighty wind. But what did he say? He said, it's not joking as a
supposed.
But this is how it was spoken of the prophet or by the prophet as well. He said, shall come to pass in the last days, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. You see that? So that means what they mean was actually they prophesy. Are you following me? Hope you're following me. They prophesy. And yesterday we don't know that word prophecy. We looked at it. Hallelujah. And the fact that it will flow from what has happened. Hallelujah. In the resurrection.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So let's continue. Now when you get back to Joel, the way Joel will put it will be,
it will come to pass afterwards. Joel 2:28.
It shall come to pass afterwards. Joel 2:28. Hallelujah. Now that afterwards we said, refers to what he's talking about in verse 1. He calls it the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. So the afterwards will be the day of the Lord. Which, that word afterwards in the Greek is what you call last days, eschatos. Hallelujah. Fulfillment. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, we looked at it yesterday morning. This message will be out by tomorrow or before the weekend. Hallelujah. So, make sure you get a hold of the teaching. Glory to God. Now, we said, when it says the day or the last day, we're not referring to rapture. We're not referring to when the world will come to an end. No! Hallelujah!
Yes,
glory to God!
Are you following me?
In Genesis 49 verse 1, Jacob used the same word, last day. Call his telling his children, so they call him saying this
before you in the last day.
Hallelujah. So the last days will be a fulfillment, a full circle. Hallelujah. Eschatos. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when it says last days, we're not talking about the end of the world. That's what I said. Now that we begin to look at last days as a concept in Moses' writing, right? Moses writes 7 days. Or 6 days God who created the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested.
Hallelujah.
And we saw that he entered into his rest. We looked at the word used for rest in the Old Testament, and that word is the word menucha. Hallelujah. Menucha. Where you stay, a place where you stay to continue a walk. Hallelujah. It has a Greek word called menu. Mone. Glory to God. Mone. This is where one stays to continue an assignment. So it says, now what we explained was that Moses' concept of the seventh day is to show us God entering into his work.
That would be
the union of heaven and earth. Glory to God. Heaven and earth. The union of
heaven and earth.
And which we said, you know, that when it says in scripture, heaven and earth is referring to what? God and man. Hallelujah.
It's the beginning of God, it says
the heavens and earth. It refers to what God does. Heaven and earth,
God
and man.
Oh, you're following me
now. Hallelujah. He went further to explain it in verses 26. He says, let's make man in our image. Now, I showed us when the Chernoff is a head image, because that was his representative. Now when the head image, then when he goes to the temple, and what does the temple signify? The temple signifies the union of beings, the under.
Are you following?
So when the head, image, then when he goes to the temple, union. Glory to God. Let's make money and have a union. Glory to God. Now,
are you looking?
So the rest will be not so a cessation of work. No, the rest is a continuation of work. So the rest will be the God carrying out his work, his tax through us.
Now, don't you explain that to me yesterday?
Hallelujah. Look at the writer of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. I need you to follow me now. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 4. We said we're going to bring our
first together tonight. Hebrews 4.
Are you there? 4 verses. Let's start from verse 1. I'll read from verse, 4 verse 1 into verse 9. Now he said, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left of us, of entering into his rest. He said, any of you should seem to come short of him. He said, for unto us was the gospel preached, as unto them. That's what he's referring to. But the one point is, not profit them, not them which was written in the heavens. For we, which have believed, don't enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they enter into my rest, although the ones were finished from the foundation of the world. Therefore, he spoke in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works.
Did you see that?
Hallelujah. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest.
Since therefore,
it remains that some was entered therein, and to whom it was first preached,
which enter not because of unbelief. Did you see that? Hallelujah.
Again, he limited the second day, saying to David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today if you hear his voice, have you not your heart? Now, in verse 8, he said, if Jesus, now that is a mistranslation, that's how it's Joshua. Because Joshua and Jesus are the same. Words.
Hallelujah.
Well, yeah, he's referring to Joshua, not Jesus. Are you following? Glory to God. No. If Joshua had given them rest, that is, their entry into Canaan, they would not afterwards have spoken of another day. They remained before your rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he has ceased from his own work as God did for him.
Did you see that?
He has ceased from his own work. So he's no longer going to be doing his own work, but now he's not doing God's work.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God. And don't follow me here. Now let's continue. So the writer of Hebrews puts it in that manner. And he says,
this is on the rest.
Hallelujah. So he said, we're entering into his rest. So the rest is not
the cessation of work, but rather,
it is the word menoka. Hallelujah.
When one says to carry out his
assignments.
Hallelujah.
So we can say God is carrying out his work in the earth through his children. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So when a man gets
saved,
are you going to follow me now?
When a man gets saved,
he's in God's image, right?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
He's in God's image. I once said the rules are wrong. I said, I know how to find trouble, no?
Glory to God. How can you say, Adam was not created in the image of God? I said, he wasn't. Let's take it. Hey, that. Glory to God.
He's the man who is born again.
Amen. The man who believes in God.
That is in God's image.
Now,
remember, I'm going to do something as you study, so we'll say that together. Glory to God. Now you follow me now.
So,
we said when man is saved, he's
in God's image.
Right? Right?
Yes,
now, and has been given that responsibility to produce God's kind all over the earth.
Look at
Genesis 1:26. I need you to see this now. Jesus is warned with frequency. Look at what it says. Genesis 1:26. It says, "And God said, let's make man in our image after our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creature thing that creepeth upon the surface of the earth. And so God created man in his own image, and the image of God created him, male and female created him then." Hallelujah. "And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply."
When you see this, then you have to
fruit for
multiplying.
I'm speaking of giving birth to 11 children. Or giving birth to children. Just to have me to gather. I want to read. You have me to. Come on, he's talking about
procreation here.
How are you following? He's not talking about
procreation.
To be fruitful
and multiply.
It's not about procreation at all. Hallelujah. In fact, look at what he said. If one explains, he says, "And replenish the earth." Replenish the earth. Now when you use the word replenish, I've explained this to us, right?
In the course of the year.
In the course of last year. Replenish the earth. There doesn't mean the earth is just starting. That is where you know that Adam,
what is talking
about is not about creation, no.
About science.
No. It says replenish. You don't
replenish what is just starting.
Are you not?
Hallelujah.
You don't that word replenish means
to receive.
You don't receive what is just starting.
No. It means that there are people in there and it tells them to refill. Refill it with what?
With this kind.
Which kind? Man in the image of God.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So who is this image of
responsibility to? The man in the image of God.
How are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And what did he tell him to do? Told him to have, to subject, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the surface of the earth.
Hallelujah. So,
when you get, have dominion over the fish of the sea, it's the same thing
with be fruitful and multiply.
He's not telling you to go to the seashore and start killing fish. Or you go and you see a lion, or you shoot at somebody's dog and say, the Bible says,
you have dominion.
No, that's
what he's talking about. Now, when I've explained it to you that
the use of animals there is used to describe different kinds of men.
Hallelujah.
Different kinds of men. Genesis 49.
Hallelujah. When
Jacob called his children, he tells them, he calls Dan, he calls Dan a serpent.
Hallelujah.
He called Benjamin a wolf. He called Judah a lion. Just to
describe different kinds of men.
Hallelujah. Are you following me? Then you find some just to describe different kinds of men.
So
what we're telling them is having
dominion will be the same word Jesus will use.
Hallelujah. Jesus will use for God and disciples. Preach the gospel. All authority has been given to me, heaven and on earth. That word authority is the same word used for dominion. How to follow it now? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, this will mean to refill the earth with God's kind.
Hallelujah.
That is God's kind, or reproducing
God's kind in all the earth. God's work in all the earth. Who has the responsibility?
The man in the image of God. Hallelujah. So Jesus, in the resurrection, will give them the same instruction. We give the same instruction to his disciples who are now saved, who are now born again.
Hallelujah. You know, when Jesus stopped them, within 40 days they got saved.
Glory to God. Within 40 days they got saved. Now, he then gives them the same instruction. In Matthew 28, verse 18. We've gotten back to Matthew 28. When will you be done teaching Matthew 28? Well, my pastor is teaching me. I'm only following him. So, to the time. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Matthew 28, from verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All power has been given me in heaven and on earth. If we go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world."
Hallelujah.
So he tells his disciples to go and make disciples. Now, what will be That's disciple. When he tells them, go make disciples, the disciples they will make will be the same
man
in the image of God. Right? Right? Heaven and earth united, right? Come on, I'm not mind united now. Heaven and earth united. Glory to God. Amen. You can't be mind united. In devils. So wouldn't there be a salvation for devils? Even a Christian in mind united have not redeemed him. So there's no salvation for the devils. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's believe. Repent. So as we can all the devils, we cast them out.
Okay.
But then we're gonna make the man in the image of God. Man in union with God, right? Hallelujah. Yes, in all the nations. So go make disciples of every nation. Every nation means that word nation. That word nation means different kinds of men. Hallelujah. People of the same dialect, not different kinds of men. Glory to God. Different nations.
All men.
What do you mean? Hallelujah. I don't know why I'm going to put it and say go into every man's wall.
Glory to God.
Every man's
wall.
Everyone. Glory
to God.
Make disciples of
everyone. Everyone. Hallelujah.
Mark 16. Look at Mark. Mark will record it this way. Mark 16. From verse 15. He says, and he said to them, go into all the world, every man's world, right? And preach the gospel to every creature. Look at what he says. I'm going to repeat this here.
He says, preach the gospel.
Preach the gospel. I see a lot of people, well, how is it, we are preaching the gospel and they are saying we are winning souls in talent hall. See, that's how we are preaching the gospel. No, no. That word preach is the word kerusso. Kerusso means to announce. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me?
Kerusso means to announce.
See, times might have changed. Technology might have changed, but you know God's word does not change with the time. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. God's word doesn't change with the time. He says, go preach. That means I'm going to announce it. I'm not going to talk about it.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. You know, in the days of Jesus,
there was a culture. You know, there was choreography. There was drama. Imagine in Acts 2, when they said they were drunk and Peter stood up. Imagine Peter saying, okay, John, you're now your new role in this movie of Acts. You are going to be Jesus.
You're
going to
be
changed. Now let's ask.
Imagine that was what they did.
No, 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 no.
We are embracing technology in the gospel.
You are making a big mistake. No, glory to God. It is the Mary.
No,
you are the one of Jesus. Come, come, come. Come and give us the testimony of what you do.
No! I'm telling
you. Glory to God.
Glory to
God! He didn't do that. What did Peter do? The Bible says, Peter stand up and
he preached.
Glory to God!
He preached! You know, I heard
some people say, we want to win souls. I say, how? I want to win souls in a certain location. How do I want to do it in Matthew, Luke, or actually? It needs to happen in Matthew. How do I want to do it? So we're going to do talent halls. That's interesting. How are you going to do the talent on? He said, the winner will just declare the winner, you're not born again.
You are alright.
So, do you know what they do is that they just carry traps. Once you collect the traps from there, you know you're born again.
How? There's a difference between you are going to share traps and you are going to evangelize. Hallelujah.
I tell some people, I said, you will stop evangelism. I'll stop evangelism door to door. House to house. That's evangelism.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I won't
stop
evangelism
that I'll be. Sister, that put the camera. You know, Jesus loves you.
Make sure he's showing you well.
I won't stop evangelism
that way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll stop
from inter houses. I don't want this room, I'm going to the other room.
Hallelujah!
It's not about me.
It's God.
Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. There are some who enter into their house, you stand and pray, so we'll you sit down, you sit down. So you stand and pray, so we'll tell you get out. You get up? Go here now. So not in terms of building people. Oh, now you're born again. Okay, you know what? Now you are the best rapper. The best rapper in Matthew.
I don't know.
I did not say anything. I just said,
Go to God.
Well, he said, preach the gospel. So, preach the gospel means I'm going to learn mercy. Go to God. I'm going to learn mercy.
Go
to preach. Go to God. People tell, I need to say this for the record. For those of us who are pastors, who are leaders in this place, who are leaders not just in our church, and maybe you pastor a church outside the end, or you pastor a group of
people.
When you bring up evangelism, I said, Lord, I corrected some of my friends online that want to do evangelism, they are posting it online. I said, see, you are not your sinners. Don't put it online. Try to put it again. This way, still 2 days ago, I said to correct someone. Where to put, they're having
long prayer.
I see it online. We're having long hours of prayer. Yesterday, not updated it. We continue. I think you're not praying. You're praying, you know? You don't remember to put, we continue.
No, we continue. Have we? We continue. Where is the strength?
You don't know.
Where is the strength?
That's
good. We continue.
We'll see food.
Won't be like this.
You're not praying.
You're not praying.
Yes. I saw a young guy one time like that. When did
he like anything? So,
why did he not
go? Because a madman was wonderful. When you actually open on social media,
Call him. In his downtown inbox, I said no. Don't need work, but this is off, this should be off media. Are you putting this to me?
No.
So why? The guy is fine.
The guy is normal now, is normal. Is he okay?
Is he good now? Is he good? Is he
okay? Yeah. This is my son, the family, yes. Why is he good?
Can you go to the video? I want to see you. Don't listen to me, not. I know you. Let's think like that. Hallelujah.
Go, we will go.
So it says preach the gospel.
Right?
Preach the gospel.
So
every believer has been given the responsibility
to preach the gospel.
Every believer. Don't say it's on my pastor.
No. Every believer
has been
given the responsibility to preach the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A serious believer is one who has
God's plan at the center of his heart.
What is God's plan?
All may be saved.
Right? Right? Let's go to chapter 2, verse 4.
It says that who have all their saved and to come to the
knowledge of
the truth. So
every believer would have that
in his heart.
God's plan is to have all their saved. As like heaven and the earth. Hallelujah.
Heaven and all the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So he went for us and said, 17 says, and this sign shall follow them that believe in my name. Hallelujah. He mentioned the sign accompanying the preaching of the gospel. He says, this sign shall follow them that believe in my name. He says, don't cast out devils. Hallelujah. Don't speak with your tongues.
Don't talk of suffering.
And if they drink any deadly thing, you shall not hurt them. He says,
they have the sick.
And the sick will do what? Recover.
Hallelujah. Is it there? So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Glory to God.
Yes, I'm going down. Okay, I am now. Hallelujah. Look at verse 20.
And they went forth.
Right?
And he was and preached everywhere. I want to see this in the book of Acts.
This is a shorthand of what you have
in Acts 1 to Acts 2 to the end of Acts.
You see that? It went about preaching what?
Everywhere.
And the Lord walking with them
and confirming the word with signs following. Which signs? The signs of Christ.
From verse 17 to 18.
Hallelujah.
So they saw those signs in the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the signs followed them. The signs followed them in the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will say healing points to the gospel. Are you following me? Healing points to the gospel. Because the word healing, to be healed, means to be restored back to normal. To be restored back as you are supposed to be. Isn't that? To be restored back as you are supposed to be. Therefore, it points to the gospel. Because that is how is man supposed to be. Man should be in the image of God, right? Man should be in God's image. So when a man gets saved, he is in God's image.
Hallelujah. So that is healing.
So healing, physical
healing in the body points to this. Hallelujah. Man's sin.
Glory to God. I hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Man is. So physical healing points to healing. To the
main miracle,
which is the healing. Man being saved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So,
now I want to bring in
some things we look at here today.
Put your hands there.
We're looking at healing. Well, let's look at something. Healing in evangelism, right? In the preaching of the gospel.
Look at 1 Corinthians 14. I'm about bringing in something.
Now,
it says,
Marco Futo Sensitive Bible. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Amen.
Now, it says, Romans 23, it says, therefore, if the whole church be come together in one place, and all speak
with tongues, and
if coming one of us on the land, and all the people also in
your mouth,
and then God keep all prophesy.
What is prophecy? Come on, who was there yesterday?
What's prophecy?
Tongues and interpretation,
right?
Tongues and interpretation is prophecy. Verses 5.
Let's look at verse 5. Let's take us back to it. I'll start from verse 4. He that took it in the name of the Lord edifies himself, he that prophesied edifies the church.
So, the recipient,
we looked at it in verse 3, from verse 2, that took it in the name of the
Lord, but also God. So no one understands him, how this industry is speaking to God.
He that prophesied, that's three,
speaking of tongues, to hallelujah. So that means tongues have one audience,
right?
Tongues have one audience, then the audience of
prophecy was set rapidly, right? Hallelujah.
So when you get to verse 5,
he says, I would I just speak with tongues, but rather than I just
prophesy.
That is for greater. Now what was that word greater in your Bible?
It doesn't mean this is bigger than this.
No. For greater is the need.
That prophesied that he that took it with tongues, that took it with tongues, that took it with tongues. Hallelujah. What is he saying? He's telling you that
tongues
is bigger in tongues and prophecy. He said because prophecy has a
greater reach than tongues. He doesn't say, see, prophecy is greater than tongues. Greater than means they have more reach than tongues.
He said
the one who speaks with tongues goes
for that interpretation. So when he goes for that interpretation, it goes towards prophecy. So tongues and interpretation
is what
I send you back to Acts 2. When Peter says the sons and daughters shall prophesy, I mean, what they did was tongues and interpretation.
What? Remember in verse
4, the Bible says, and they spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave them
offer.
Now, Peter will speak that as saying, we did not speak in tongues, we also did prophesy. That is, we gave tongues and interpretation. So, when you listen to what those guys said,
they said,
first of all, that what they were saying was what? They were drunk.
Right?
Let us so now say, when they say, speak our language, the wonderful works of God. You see that? That is, that wonderful works of God is what
prophecy. That means they heard the interpretation. See that? So they spoke in tongues and spoke out interpretation. Hope you're following me.
Glory to God. So, Paul
now did that and I'll show you also in chapter 14, verse 24. Now, if all prophets are just coming one who believeth not, will not be the recipient in Acts 2. Those that are in Acts 2, not recipient, those that are in Acts 2, right? And believe not, and on, okay, that believe not, or one unlearned is convinced of all and is judged by all. And some of the stupid of his heart is made manifest. And so, falling down on his face, they will worship God and report God.
I mean, I
report that God is. I mean, that God is in you of the truth. Does that what happened? They heard the wonderful things of God. Did you see that? Hope you follow him. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Amen. But something to look at here in verse 25. It says, and of course, now how do we start off? If the all church come together and speak in tongues, then interpret, right? Is that all church? All church this is what? Tongues, interpretations, and prophecy, right? All church, right? Come on! Glory to God! Tongues, interpretation, and prophecy. Now it says, if all speak with tongues,
right? Right? Glory to God.
I mean, what
if all prophets
are, that is total interpretation. And here comes the one who is already, now he says,
those the children of his heart is made manifest.
Now when you know what children of his heart is made manifest, it means
that it's revelation.
That is something is now being revealed. That was what we looked at yesterday, right?
Something is now being revealed.
Revelation gives closing. I want to have a revelation gift. Come on. What of wisdom? One of knowledge and understanding of spirits. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says the secret of his heart is made manifest. And so for everyone who says don't worship and report that God is truly with you.
So that means tongues or all tongues become swallows
or become the doorway to where?
Revelation. Hallelujah. Something is revealed. Something is revealed. And from what is revealed, come on,
you can have healing.
Hallelujah.
No, who is sick can be revealed. And then
your nations and
friends will be healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Paul had that in one of his meetings in Acts 14, verse 9. Acts 14. Paul went out, Paul was preaching somewhere. Acts 14. Are you with me? Glory to God. Amen. Look at verse 9. He said, and the same thing Paul speak, who spent something beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be him. You see that? He perceived.
When he said perceive, was not
smelling with his nose.
No! Hallelujah! Glory to God!
What did I was smelling? No. No, that's not what happened.
Glory, hallelujah.
He perceived. Supernatural, right? It's supernatural that this guy has faith to be him. Revelation.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So, you can go up to evangelism and flood this revelation. You can go up to evangelism and
do a flow revelation.
Hallelujah. And something will be revealed. No, we have something in. I think the utter gift becomes a doorway
to
both the revelation gift and the power gift. Something will be revealed. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. You can have it happen. You can have it happen. You can have signs and wonders wrought
when you go out.
to preach the gospel, and from there you have mercy. You can have mercy. Glory to God. Are you following me?
Glory to God.
Sometimes you go for evangelism and you call for the sick people there. You call for the sick. You never saw them. People will gather. See, people always gather. People like miracles.
Glory to God.
That is why every of Jesus' miracles is an avenue to talk about what? His resurrection. What concerning the kingdom?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Be wise. In Acts of Apostles chapter 3, there was a man at the gate called Beautiful.
The Bible says,
when he got him,
people saw him
because people knew him. And they gathered. What has happened? Ha! Peter didn't come out and do this again. You know, Peter was like,
ha ha ha.
You don't do anything. You know, they don't know anything. And found him again. But Peter used that as an opportunity to preach the gospel. You see that? And then he got saved. I hope you're following me.
Hallelujah!
Glory to God! Never, it's not an opportunity for you to be coming, it's not an opportunity for social media. You went out for evangelism. You went out and you got someone who is sick, healed, not a very standard. Oh, sister, bring the camera. Well, how long did you say you've been in this condition? You said, for 7 years.
Wow!
You know, you're not standing at that is
you. Wow! Come on! What did God just do for you? That God has given you. Wow!
No! You don't do that again. You don't say you see?
The power.
You're a power. Are you recording it? Pussy.
You share for 1 year. This is what God has done. Through me. Through my ministry. Power
and banjo.
Ballistic.
Back to pass. I can remember years back.
So before you begin to say,
I have made plenty of times. Yes. I remember years back, I was like
2008 or 2009.
I was back from school, so there was this guy that I heard initially do with fire to burn himself.
Carry fire and burn himself.
So they took him to hospital. Very funny, right? They took him to hospital. How can hospital help him? Well, they took him to hospital. And after a while, they gave him drink. You know, it's only looking at the point.
They gave him drink.
So, they are taking him home.
They started when they
gave him, after they burned himself, so they called him.
Yep.
What happened? They called me. The guy that came to call me, they don't want to get in. But the time ahead of him. So they were running there. He tell them. You know, when they came to call me, let me say what I've not said. I said, go and tell them. I got this using word. Go and tell them to wait that the spiritual doctor. Those who don't need them, know me for that one, I'll tell you spiritual doctor. In your life, you call me to do it on your own. Well, I'm spiritual. Hallelujah, your
own. You're
the God. So,
now that I read to one, someone who is a pastor in church today,
who became, who without group is a family pastor. He heard me talking about things like that.
My dad is sick, I said, God tell you that.
That's what you
mean? It's spiritual doctor.
See him in this time. You are so full of myself and that I knew nothing. But I'm not.
Okay, where
I am. Also, I just got to the idea.
You know, nothing.
You know
that?
Ouch!
Yeah! You know,
when I'm from France, I don't take my money there.
Because I'm there. Nothing is happening. What am I doing here?
You want to go to the world? No. I'm excited after this. Come for an opportunity.
We don't care. People,
listen.
Some people know not posted that very well. That was
entrance.
Where they call
records.
So they were already taking him on. He didn't leave there and I'm calling
now.
So they taking him. So I stopped them at that place. So people
that were in records. Crazy. All the notes
came out in front. And when I was going, I just
I can't go. So he doesn't.
No, that is wrong.
No, you do that.
Hallelujah.
So wrong. Remember,
imagine it was the day of
social media.
I was strong. Then it was like,
The car. This is really
fast. This is a demonic attack.
We know the kind of doctor that you are. Amen. But that's wrong.
Amen.
That's wrong. You don't do that.
Don't do that.
Because it's an opportunity. So those guys that gathered was an opportunity to talk about Jesus. It was an opportunity to teach about Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So you can have miracles, signs and wonders as you go out to evangelism. No Christian will do this. Hallelujah.
You
make no evangelism
supernatural. Don't close your mind, don't close your heart on the supernatural
when you go out to preach the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Make them to hear faith. So now we should preach the gospel every day, every second. Hallelujah. Supernatural. Make it super because everyone's religion is supernatural.
Hallelujah. It's supernatural
in itself.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So you can go out and have
miracle signs and wonders. Don't close your mind,
don't shut your mind. If you're doing good, don't shut your mind. Hallelujah. Don't shut your heart to read. You're going out there.
Your life. You are open to it. Hallelujah. Man to come, stop it. You are going to preach. And well, you know, you don't just step out like that. No. You trust, hallelujah, that the sick will get healed. Glory to God. You trust that when you get to that street, you'll call out for the sick. You'll tell them, take me to the sick
person in the street.
And when you go there, you
take it for the person in the
field. Anyone who's done that, why?
Glory to God. It's an opportunity to reach more men.
Hallelujah! Glory to God!
Glory to God!
It's about Christ because the gift of the Spirit, listen to me,
the gift of the Spirit
will glorify Christ.
If it becomes about yourself, show worship,
then you've missed it.
It's not about yourself. It's not about to show your gift yet, no!
I've seen some people
who misuse
revelation gifts. They misuse it. Hallelujah. I remember yes, I was having some gifts.
He gave gifts to men.
No, he didn't give gifts to men. It's book by Kenneth Higgins. Now, he said something about revelation gifts. I didn't really understand. A lot he said about revelation, I still understand, like, there's sometimes some things are revealed that you're not supposed to talk about it. You're supposed to talk about the solution. I still understand that. Hallelujah. Not until I left Pastor Shevin. Hallelujah, Pastor Shevin. I have to understand that, oh, that's wisdom. Glory to God. But this is it. Because of revelation gifts, they are no longer, they are not glorifying themselves. Hallelujah.
You're missing.
So let me show you the prophet. When I showed us something, I told us something about, I don't know whether to call it a joke or a evil. I am believing that it didn't happen in real life.
But it happened in real life. Okay.
A young guy who was giving prophecy
was talking and talking hope.
Because hope is this, is that
I need hope, and I get hope,
Smaller! Oh, no, let me get that! You know, he goes,
If you understand what I'm talking about,
yes, now. I was in your church, I said, is there someone you guys thinking about? I hear some words. You have not finished humility.
Humility is to talk about something else,
right?
You
want to take that? It's not how it should be. Hallelujah.
So,
what I want is, I just want some noise. I don't know what to do. You know, still with the microphone, I was looking at it. You were there and I was watching that thing. Last week, sir, you're
using your phone now.
You're like, I told someone that I know how to be wise. I'm now wiser when it comes to flowing revelation gifts. Yes, no. Isn't it? In this sense, years back, there was a time we had a meeting that I was doing some prophetic nonsense. I said that nonsense. I didn't want to call nonsense. Okay, so prophetic thing. You are laughing. You know, you know. You laugh, you laugh. Oh my God. I called Ivan. I won't do that.
I called someone one day that there was a problem in the person's house. And I called the person.
And the person
came up. And I kept talking to the person. The person was like, you know.
The whole thing, that thing is that the grammar was just to pass across a simple information. Right? And for that information, if I'm going to do that today,
I won't even say it openly. Right? I will meet it and take it out of my life and speak it to them so these are here.
I think I don't know. Because the gift of the Spirit was to glorify Christ. Not you. When it becomes about you,
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2, right? Verse 2 to 3, verse 3 rather. That's it. Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 12, 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No man speaking by the Spirit calls Jesus a cause. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So, but notwithstanding, what? Healing,
miracles
are real. See, they are real. You know, and yeah, healing, miracles come from Jesus. The point of Jesus.
Yeah, you don't look at the miracle.
You look at Jesus.
Let me tell you, the miracles point to Jesus.
Points to the work.
Points to the
miracle. But yes, that miracle. It's God's power at work. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you following me? God's power is tangible. God's power is tangible. It is, I love how Kenneth Hagin explained it. He said it is the suspension of the natural course of order. Hallelujah! God's power sustains the natural course of war.
Hallelujah!
Yes, sir. Woo! Glory to God! Miracle exists. Miracles are real. Miracles are real. In Acts 10, the Bible says, "Out of the Lord anointed Jesus with power." Is there?
Hallelujah!
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, right?
Anointed Jesus of Nazareth
with the Holy Ghost. And with power he went about doing good. Hallelujah.
The fire ran about doing good. And even all who were oppressed of the devil
said, well, God was with him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that means God wants man well. God wants man.
God wants men healed in their bodies. Free from oppression.
The Lord anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost. And finally went about doing good.
Hallelujah.
God doesn't want you
sick in your body.
God doesn't want you sick. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
God doesn't want even in the matter of affairs. God doesn't want it
that you are not able to pay your bills.
God doesn't like it. He wants you to have money to pay your bills. And that is why you need to work.
Hallelujah. Anyway, you need to work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, God wants you free from sickness or oppression. Hallelujah. We don't just minister it as believers. No. We don't just minister it. We can also expect it.
Expect miracles for our own purpose. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can also expect miracles
for your own purpose.
Expect healing
for your purpose.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't and you should.
Hallelujah.
You can expect miracles in our health, in our finances,
in our daily affairs.
You can expect miracles.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Miracles didn't just start yesterday. Miracles didn't just start in the name of Jesus alone. No. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Miracles are me. And it still is existing. God doesn't just want us to be healed only in the
days of Jesus. No, sister, David.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. In Romans 21, the Bible says they had an epidemic. Snake.
They were beating up by snake.
God is a man. No! God didn't know that. God wanted their bodies healed. Even though they were disobedient. He wanted them well. How are you following me? How are you following me? They were disobedient in numbers.
They were disobedient.
Right? They were unbelieving.
And God yet still wanted them well. He told Moses what to do. And they were healed. Glory to God.
Even at one time they would look at the fiery serpent and see what will happen to the serpent. On the cross, right?
They would see
that the serpent will be destroyed. Yes! Yes! God wanted them well and he healed them.
Are you following me?
Don't say, you know, some people are saying some nasty things.
Maybe
God is trying to deal with me.
No! No! God doesn't deal with people with sicknesses.
Sickness is not from God. Why do you think that God is oppressing people with sicknesses? God doesn't do that. Hallelujah! So God doesn't
try to humble you with things making you sick. No, God doesn't do it.
Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Look at John 9. That is where a lot of people think it's God that makes people sick. Look at John 9. They ask me to stand in the mouth. John 9.
Glory to God. My time is almost up.
We just stand in the next 30 minutes. Don't learn.
I'll
verse 1. And the Jesus passed by, he saw the man, which was blessed from death. And his other asked him, said, Master, who did sin? This man was sin, that he was born blind. Now Jesus replied, never have this man sinned,
took his spirit. Did you see that?
Now we will see everything together. Then I said,
but that the work of God should be manifested, so God believes.
So that his
work
will be sin. No.
No.
Jesus has answered them.
In that verse 3, they never have this man sinned of his spirit.
That was the answer. No, are you following me? They are only cursed. Simple. He now went ahead of us. He now said something. He said that the work of God
should be manifested. They must
work the work of Jesus
by day. Hallelujah.
He's not saying God made him sick. God doesn't make people sick. God doesn't make people sick. God wants you well.
When that sickness attacks your
body, God wants you well.
God wants you healed. Hallelujah.
Are you following me? Are you following me?
Glory to God.
God wants you well. God wants you out of difficult situations. It's not 17, number 6.
The Bible says
they go to a place they have no water to drink.
They have no water. What did God tell Moses? He told Moses to strike the rock.
This is what that will come up.
And Moses said that water came up.
God doesn't want you to find it. I am saying, even in your natural affair, God doesn't want you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
to God. Hallelujah. I have something with you. Let me write it down. When human science, when human effort fails, when the human process has failed, you can still get results
through the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You can still get results with the power of God. Never close your mind. As long as even when you might get things, never close your mind of the supernatural.
Never take it off your mind. Believe in miracles.
Hallelujah.
Believe in miracles.
Are you right on that? Believe that those physical situations are okay.
Believe in miracles.
Everything. Hallelujah! Believe in miracles. Believe that your body will be healed.
Believe in miracles. Hallelujah!
You can see, we're talking about this.
I believe in miracles.
Hallelujah! You know, sometimes when we say, even if
you believe in miracles,
you say, I believe in miracles. Are you hearing me?
Hallelujah!
I believe the power of God.
I believe the power of God.
Glory to God. The Bible says,
show us in Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 that Herod took Peter in.
Waiting till a few days later, he will kill him. He said, wait, he has 2 days. Hallelujah. Yes, in prison. Glory to God. In a hopeless situation,
they will kill a miracle.
How do you learn this? Look at Paul and Silas in the prison yard. Hallelujah! No matter how hopeless the situation is,
I believe in miracles.
Are you hearing me? Never shut
your mind to miracles.
Never. See, sometimes we get professionally sound in some fields that will close our minds to
God's power in the fields.
Are you hearing me? I'm talking about we who become professional. Some people become professional doctors.
Pastor,
I understand God, but you know this one is miracle. Is this one not science?
No, I believe in miracles.
Hallelujah! Someone say, except this gold from operation, you can't be healed. No, I believe in miracles. I believe the Lord will go. I believe the cancer will disappear. I believe in miracles. How will you hear me? Glory to God! Glory to God! I believe the heart condition will be okay. I believe. Hallelujah! How do you hear me?
Glory to God!
You know, some people sometimes stay too long,
having a particular illness
that they don't
think it is part of their life. I've seen some people,
they stay too long with a particular illness and
they believe it's part of their life.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Father can lie is sitting on the throne for thousands of years, for decades, doesn't make the light true.
Hallelujah.
I believe in miracles. This is why as a believer, you shouldn't leave all your faith to science. You don't leave all your life to doctors.
That's what people
only think of
doctor. What is my doctor going to say?
What is my doctor going to say?
No!
I'm not telling you not to believe in doctors. I'm not telling you not to listen, not to go to the medical center. You should go.
Hallelujah.
But don't leave all your faith to doctors.
Are you hearing me?
Believe in miracles.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Amen.
I have something in my notes. I have six. Okay, a believer shouldn't always, a believer shouldn't put all his trust in science of human effort. He or she must learn to trust the power of God, even when following
the human process. Hallelujah. Even when following science, even when following the medical doctor.
We must learn to trust the power of God. Always trust the power of God. Never close your mind to miracles. Because miracles still happen. Miracles still happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When it comes to miracles, you don't know who God is going to use. You don't detect to a God who will use it or the weapons he will use. You don't detect. You don't set the pace.
Hallelujah.
That is why you don't joke with weapons. You don't detect the pace. You don't detect
who God uses. Hallelujah.
I can remember years back 2001 when
my elder brother
was playing ball. He fell down and had an injury in his head. That injury, that was years 1999 to 2000. Hallelujah. That injury stayed for almost a year.
So they tried,
kept treating it and wasn't going through.
So
the doctor now said, he's going to call me for an operation. That they have to do some operation. That something brain, something.
I was still very young then.
Well, what I could remember was my mom just told me no operation in the house. There's no operation in the house. There's no surgery in the house.
So we got to pray. Then we listen to
we play songs. And then you can't tell me you are expecting a miracle and
you are listening to Shakti
Bobby. Oh, that's wrong already. See, I'm old. Hallelujah. Okay, you are listening to Jesus or Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You can't get to the miracle. We can
be sure that it's a miracle.
When you are really expecting a miracle,
you or a healing, you must.
Once you have around you, there's something good. So you need to be wise. We need praying.
You don't have enough time to be listening to.
You are listening to this. You are always watching super story. Hallelujah.
What should be
playing
around
to
the
songs of healing? Hallelujah! So then we're listening to songs of healing. Songs, different songs. Songs by...
Several songs of healing.
Even
one
of
them.
Healing, right? Sickness,
or
healing. We're starting to listen to healing. Hallelujah!
That was the
Reverend Father Mbaka. We listen to that one. We don't sell a healing song, you know. My brother said he sat down and was listening, watching Atmosphere for Miracles by Pastor Chris Oyakim. And while he was there, Pastor Chris Oyakim opened the show with Kim. We were listening to songs by Remember, I said, not to keep yourself around.
So,
you don't speak who God uses.
But those are the things where a lot of
criticism against that pastor. From the Christian, that's the
number. I have a lot of criticism.
Well,
you know what?
I have
no time to listen to
Christ. But he went into the suffering room. When he got there, when the guys looked at him, they said, this poor pastor.
In fact,
you have to
check the thing, dried up in the room.
Oh boy.
You know, we were at home.
My dad took him for the surgery. So they
came back.
So when they went, they broke her feet, capitalized, and she kept saying, my son has been healed. Pastor Chris has been on the mission. He's a man of God. I believe.
Look at me.
I am. She kept saying that I was told to prayer. When they went, they came back into the room. So what happened?
What about the surgery?
Even the surgery. Oh, glory to God. What happened?
That the doctor said
the thing looked dried up.
We're surprised
because we still saw the cells yesterday.
Hallelujah. They
dried up.
Not like no. Now they gave us 2 weeks to come back. They went back.
They got sacrificed in the king. Hallelujah. That is how it is when it's
surgery to be.
I hope you are listening to me. Glory to God. This is about 20 years plus now gone by. And it's sound and well. Sound and well. Glory to God. You don't choose who God is. The power of God is tangible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The power of God can be transmitted
even over the television. There is no barrier to it. Are you hearing me? Don't close your mind to it. You can go back to 2 years message and you are listening to it and the power of God is still there.
Are you hearing me?
The power of God is not restricted to time or location. No. The Bible spoke about Jesus and the sacrificial woman. She came to meet Jesus begging for the healing of another. Jesus wasn't there. Hallelujah. But Jesus told her, go,
your daughter is okay. The
devil is out of
your daughter.
And when she got back, the daughter was fine.
The centurion servant
was healed, and Jesus didn't have to see him. Hallelujah. So time, place, and not barriers to the power of God. Are you hearing me?
Are you hearing me?
I can get back messages of 1982,
1965, the power of God. Listen to that, the power of God will still be tangible
to heal today.
Are you hearing me?
Glory to God! I have something here. The power of God cannot be boxed. Glory to God! So, that means I must stay alive.
I must stay alive.
I don't dictate the place who God uses. I don't dictate where and how he uses the person he uses.
I hope you follow me.
Glory to God. Elijah had to heal Naaman. Naaman was in Syria. like I'm in Israel. But, you know, hallelujah. Never had to come down to Elijah. You know, this first of this.
Hallelujah.
I mean, he's around us. The question is, how willing is God to him?
How willing
is God to him?
Oh, my dear.
Not because of what he's going to do.
How willing is God to him?
How willing? Is God always willing to him? Look at Mark 1, verse 14. I said after we begin to round up, that is, someone will say, haha, my pastor said it once. Oh, I think for two others.
Mark 1, 14. I am verse 14. You know, I
came and gave him a leper. You know, before you hear that, somebody just sit, even in your job. And you think you're good. You can still believe God for all the miracles.
I'm going to share something.
Yes. Let me share before we get to Mark 1. Look at Jesus and
Peter. Peter had fought
in so long night
and couldn't catch a
fish.
Peter was professional.
He was a professional.
What do you call him that catfish? Fisherman.
And he was a professional fisherman.
Professional.
He's not a trainee. He's a professional. And he's playing all night, he couldn't catch one. And Jesus came. Jesus told him, cut the net down. Yeah, Master, I saw it all night.
He's based on experience.
Are you trying to say my 15 years experience
in this job does not count?
Are you trying to say about the while I've been doing this?
No! We must
believe in the miracles. Hallelujah! Are you hearing me? For those of you in your school,
you can believe God for the miracle.
Are you hearing me? Glory to God.
You can believe God
for a miracle. Sir, can I believe God for a miracle? My city is in this time. I'm saying, look, I believe God.
I don't know if I'm catching in there.
How did he? The Bible says it was a great catch.
Even in your profession, even in that which you think you
want to do,
natural,
still give
room for the Holy Ghost.
I love that. I heard that years back from how God will shout back. Give room for the Holy Ghost. Give room for the Holy Ghost. Always.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Look at Mark 1, verse 14.
He says,
I get him a leper.
So this, I'm
beseeching me. I'm leading up
to him and saying unto
him, Is that way
thou can make me clean? And Jesus moved with compassion, put his hand forth
and touched him
and said unto him, I will be thou clean.
So
God says, you don't have to say so that you would know that it's always willing to get rid of him. Hallelujah. Jesus is always willing. God is always willing.
Hallelujah.
He healed in your bones.
He healed in your body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It shows how willing God is to make his people.
Hallelujah.
How willing God is. God is always willing. Therefore, I will now ask, when is the miracle?
When is the miracle?
When does a miracle happen?
What does it take
to receive a miracle? Today,
what does it take to receive healing, to receive a miracle
as part of faith,
as part of faith for us?
What does it take to receive a miracle? Look at Mark 9.
Mark 9.
What do you call it? Okay.
Mana.
Woo!
Mana!
Let us 17. Last 9, 17,
17.
Okay. And what do you want to do that when I say?
Master! I have
both
also need my son.
Which has a son through.
Whatsoever he taketh me.
He feareth me.
and you pull it
and
gnash at his feet and pin it away. And as soon as it's out, they couldn't cast him out.
And you know that little protection is that long. Shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you?
Bring him unto me.
And they brought him unto him, and when
he saw him, straight away the spirit followed him,
and fell on the ground, and
wallowed for him.
And he asked his father, how long ago since this came to him? And he said,
of the child.
And often as he cast
him into fire, and his own
water, to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have
compassion on us, and help us.
And Jesus said, if
thou canst believe,
all things are possible to him that believes. Hallelujah. When is the miracle?
When a man believes. Hallelujah.
Look at Mark 5.
Those
two chapters.
I mean, few chapters away. I mean, few chapters before. Mark 5. I will not give us a rundown of
this story because it's a long story. 24 verse 22 into 43. But it's give us a story.
A man called Jairus
came to meet Jesus, and because of his daughter
who was sick,
and Jesus
was on his way
to Jairus' house.
And on his way,
there came a woman.
The woman had
issue of blood.
Hallelujah.
Look at what service is. Amen.
25. And he said to the woman who had issue of blood,
stop here. Hallelujah.
Stop here.
And when she heard of Jesus, she came and pressed behind
to touch his garment.
For he said, if I touch,
if I touch, but his
clothes, I will be healed. You see that? She said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made well. She said.
Hallelujah. She said, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Look at the truth
now. Look at how Matthew
put it
in Matthew 9.
Matthew 9:20. And the woman which is diseased with an issue of blood, 12 years, came behind him and touched him, and touched the hem of his garment. And she said within herself, if I will but touch his garment, I shall be whole. You see that?
Hallelujah. Back to Mark 6.
Mark 5, rather.
Hallelujah.
That word of ours shows faith for miracles. She shows faith for miracles.
That is to say,
faith for miracles
will be seen in our world.
Hope you are following me. Faith for
miracles
will be seen in our world.
Our offenses.
Hallelujah. Because you are believing God for a miracle.
Or
for healing your body. Maybe you having an infirmity and you are not calling the infirmity.
It's my infirmity.
It doesn't flow. You can't be trusting God for healing
in your body and you call it that sickness
your own.
What is yours is your possession. I am it.
You can't be trusting God for healing in your body because of your particular illness and
you are going online to browse those people who have similar illness that you can know those people that you know that you are not alone in the sickness.
So you feel
tomorrow.
I'm not the only one having
typhoid malaria. That people see.
No! That can be fixed for me! I'm not in it! No one at all! You can have special healing and all you see in your mind is some other people who have died of food. No! Are you hearing me?
Glory to God!
Through the same words,
your words of faith,
that the woman with each of them,
your words,
your words of faith, glory to God. Just like
blind
Bartimaeus, when he shut him down, his voice raised louder. Jesus, the Son of David. Are you hearing me? Glory to God!
When you get the new chance, you increase the tempo of confession. Hallelujah! Yeah. Glory to God! Glory to God! When men try to
say, you know this thing, he does not have a cure, and you're going to marry me to the rest of the day. No! No! I'm given the power of what? He is the shape of the confession.
Hallelujah!
I will be healed.
Are you telling me? Glory to God!
No, you don't know what I'm talking about. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Remember the other sister like that? Who was having issues with that block? And the doctor told her, you know what? Go to this and this. And like, you know, keep me here until you get.
So this morning I'm gonna do a transplant. Don't keep stealing here. And she said, I will be made well.
You know another in his name, doctor. No, you don't understand. I will be fine. Hallelujah. And she was fine. Don't allow you to flop someone. So where your friend is
not okay. Okay, maybe I don't say
anything, I'm going to be like,
no! Hallelujah!
Even when the pain is there, the power of God is working in me. Causing the change and effecting the cure. Hallelujah! Are you telling me? The power of God is working in me.
It's causing the change and effecting the cure. You
too, the minister, give me time to see, hear it
for yourself. Are you telling me?
Glory to God!
Glory to God! When Mark chapter 5, right?
Glory to God!
Amen! So, faith for healing is in our world. Because
I want to give direction to the power of God. I always give direction to the power of God. So when she touched,
in verse 29,
the Bible says she was healed.
She was healed.
Glory to God. She was healed. Amen! Why that was happening?
In verse 36.
And who's came to Jairus?
Tell me this trouble of the master. Your daughter is dead.
A hopeless situation, right? That's gone fast. Oh! Some people think death is just the end. When you hear someone is
dead, they go,
gone.
No!
No! Death! No! Glory to God! So it's hopeless. When Jesus said, the biggest of faith only believe.
Now this was saying, fear will trust. I keep the power of God.
Fear will cause the power of God. Fear. The power of God does not try to fear. Are you hearing me? I put it between years, but I say fear is an instrument of the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So therefore,
yes,
to receive
your words.
So your words will
ever tell whether you believe for a miracle
or not.
Hallelujah.
And look at how people Mark will now write. From chapter 5. Mark now shows us that where we will find Jesus will not be in his hometown. Yet they dishonored him. And the Bible says he couldn't do any mighty work in the fight. Hallelujah.
Couldn't do any mighty work. Why?
Because of their own
faith. Did you see that?
Because of
dishonor.
Dishonor is the product of unbelief in God's path. Dishonor
is
unbelief in God's name. Dishonor is unbelief in how
God
uses name. So therefore, I can believe God for a miracle. How often? Every time. Hallelujah. Never mark a situation hopeless. No situation is ever hopeless. Hallelujah. What's your name? Thank you. Just thank you. Thank you.
song is for him.